It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 7:07 with News Talk WSB. This is Lawn and Garden. I'm Walter Reeves, a Georgia gardener, here to help you be more successful. In just a few minutes, we'll have somebody that helps me be more successful by giving me advice on lawns, fertilizers, weed preventers. That's Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company, who comes in once or twice a year just to visit and participate, of course, in the spring in the World Naked Gardening Day, which, Ashton, is my favorite holiday to celebrate along with you. Separately, of course, with our respective spouses, but that is certainly a special day.
I didn't know where you were going with that, Walter.
Well, we were talking about a couple's massage earlier outside of the studio, and so I thought, well, it'll be a bit clear here. It's not Ashton and I doing the naked gardening. It's Ashton and his spouse and my spouse.
Exactly. And the first Saturday of May.
Yeah, exactly.
Next year will be the 15th annual.
Is that true?
15th annual World Naked Gardening Day.
Ashton, you're keeping up with it more than I am. There's something...
I have not participated every year.
Okay.
But if you go to the WNGD.org website, you see all these 85, 90-year-old Brits strategically holding their watering cans in a certain place.
I believe.
And you look at that and you go, that's going to be us one day, Walter. You and me are going to be, we're going to be 85, 90 years old.
Speak for
World
yourself.
Naked Gardening Day,
right,
25th
now.
Annual.
And I remember seeing some pictures of you, Brother Ashton. There was a strategically held sack of fertilizer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was natural.
All
it was
natural.
Scott's natural
all
lawn
natural
food.
Fertilizer.
That's the only lawn food that works on World Natural
And you know, the Sunday after the World Naked Gardening Day, you have World Pajama Gardening Day for people who are a little less exhibitionist.
Suppose you don't own any pajamas.
It's hard, you know. As a matter of fact, last night, all right, audience.
Okay, this has nothing to do with gardening.
Out there know they want to learn more, but I will tell you what I was doing last night, wishing that I had pajamas. I literally was last night around 3 o'clock, 3:15 last night, wishing I had pajamas because I was woken in my bedroom by this enormous roaring noise outside my bedroom window where my air conditioner system is. I thought, oh, caroly moly, my air conditioner's gone, you know, gone kaflunk in the night, and I need to go shut it off. So I got out of bed wearing not a whole lot and went to the circuit breaker panel and cut off all the circuits that controlled the air conditioner. Still kept roaring. I thought, what the heck is that? And so even though I had no pajamas on, I went to my back deck door to open it up and sort of look over the air conditioner and see what it was doing. And I left my electric power washer plugged in on my deck, and it had not come on. Somehow the pressure had kept it off for the time until 3:15 a.m. Friday last night morning when it went off below my bedroom window. And I, despite the fact of not having any pajamas on, went out, unplugged it. Everything was silent. Went back to bed thinking, okay, I'm going back to sleep.
Well, you know, luckily we don't have milkmen anymore to bring in the milk, because that would have been just about the time they'd be leaving 2 quarts of chocolate milk on your back porch.
For me, it's the newsman, the guy that delivers my
newspaper.
HFC every morning. He comes at just about the time that I'm about to open the door and get my newspaper, and sometimes I'm afraid
he's sitting around the corner waiting.
Right through the open door, right at me. Oh, let's get out of here. Let's talk about gardening here.
Marvin
down in Stockbridge, Georgia, and has a question about his lawn. Hey, Marvin, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you own pajamas, Marvin?
No, I don't.
Well, see there, Ashton, there's other people out there the same as us. All right, well. So what's going on, Marvin?
I have a Bermuda lawn. It's about 15 years old.
Yeah.
And it still looks good. But over the years, it has become pitted.
Yeah.
And when I go with my lawnmower, it kind of bounces and make a little bell spot. My neighbors, both of them, they do things that you say not to do. They burn their lawn every spring and they put sand on it.
Yeah.
But I've heard you say don't do either. So what can I do to get rid of the pitted lawn?
Well, we can modify what your neighbors do to make it safer, number one, and more effective, number two. So you're going to be better off than them in just pretty quick order. First thing, no burning Bermuda lawns. That's right. But right. You can scalp it if you want to. And Ashton, how low would you say you could scalp a Bermuda lawn in the spring, just right as it greens
Well, up? Where have you been mowing? I'd say drop it at like two notches.
Mm-hmm. No, don't kick up any dirt. Don't hit the dirt with a blade, but right close.
And especially if you've got some high spots there, bouncy spots. But, you know, drop it, say, two notches and then see what happens.
Yeah.
But you can get down to, you still want to see some green, a little bit of green when you're mowing.
Right.
So you don't want to go right down to the soil.
Well, there's the scalping or there's the removal of all the foliage to sort of identify the low spots. And instead of using sand, what I say to do is use a mixture of sand and some sort of better quality topsoil, not using the cheap dollar a bag stuff, but there are better planting soils. You mix half and half with sand in a wheelbarrow, mix it up real nicely with a hoe, and then just use that in your low spots. And Marvin, that will fill the low spots, and then the Bermuda grass goes right up through it, but it's level, not low anymore.
And you could do that now, couldn't you?
I don't know. It's late, I mean, now, because the Bermuda is sort of slowing
down. It's starting to slow down.
Very fast,
so more of a spring.
More of a May.
Scott's has a lawn soil, an actual lawn soil.
That you can buy and put out there?
Yeah, sure.
Well, the people down in Noonan, down where you live, Ashton, the Superside people have that topping soil.
Yeah, they have I think it's got some sand in it.
Yeah.
Soil three.
So Marvin, there are ways of either mixing your own or buying commercial stuff, but either way, not straight sand. You want to mix sand with something else, some sort of topsoil organic matter.
Okay, well that sounds good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Make it flat, make it pretty, make Stockbridge a prettier place to live in down there in South Atlanta. We've got Bill in Gwinnett County with a question about his pre-emergent. Hey Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Walter. How are you?
Come back to the phone, Bill. Where are you running around in the kitchen there?
I'm running around in Swing, Gwinnett County.
All right. So what's going on? Are you wearing your pajamas, Bill?
Yes, I am. This isn't a video phone.
Well, you said Swinging Gwinnett County, and I thought, well, that's about right. So what is your question this morning, Bill?
I've got two quick questions, Walter. First, our garden is about to play out for the summer, and we were thinking about something we could plant in the garden to have it winter over, if you will, to hold the soil and not let the weeds gain control.
Sure. It's called a cover crop, and gardeners have been doing it for hundreds of years, to just hold the soil down and not let it erode and blow away. And enrich the soil is another advantage of cover crops. I have used clover before. You could use ryegrass, can't you, Ashton?
Mm-hmm,
use regular annual ryegrass. You buy that, 50 pounds for $1.50.
But that crimson clover is beautiful.
Yeah, it blooms red in the spring, and you just mow either one of them. You just mow them down when it's almost time to plant your spring garden and till it in, dig it in somewhat into the ground to get all the mats and lumps and matted up grass and clover together and dig it in, plant your soil, and the clover and the rye really help the soil.
Crimson clover or ryegrass?
Ryegrass. Annual,
yeah, but annual ryegrass.
Yeah. But the
advantage of the crimson clover is it is a legume, so it's going to, I think, enrich the soil even more.
It adds nitrogen to the soil. Sure.
Where would I get crimson clover?
We would go, let's see, where are we in Gwinnett County? What about the Bass? And then the Bass place out there in Covington, close to Gwinnett County. You should be able. Another place to get it is ABAC. Who are the people down in Jackson, Georgia? Now my mind has gone blank, but there's a place down in Jackson, Georgia that has all sorts of seeds for deer plots and for gardens, and they've got a ton of crimson clover. They'd love to sell you right now, Bill. What is the name of that place? Look on Google, put seed or wildlife seed, Jackson, Georgia, and they'll find out what it is. I forget.
Okay, one more quick question.
Sure.
We're having trouble with weeds coming up through our pine island that we have. Is there any pre-emergent you could suggest that we could spread next year to try to keep these weeds down in the pine island?
I think any properly applied and, you know, chosen pre-emergent would work. Halts would work, and mm-hmm. the various other dithiopyr and other things that you can put out. I think any of them that, say, will control the weeds that you have.
Early March.
Yeah, early March, put it out.
I've got a bag I'm ready to put down right now.
For your winter weeds.
I was kind of waiting for some rain.
Yeah, we'll wait for the rain to come in and put the pre-emergent out now in the fall. That's for the winter weeds that Ashton has. If you're worried about spring weeds, then put the pre-emergent out in early March and prevent the weeds that way.
Pre-emergent out in early March there.
Yeah, for the summer weeds. I've seen a product that had the mulch and the pre-emergent mixed in. I don't know if it's still available, but I've seen it
around. I haven't seen that in a while.
No, it's been a while.
Well, that's great. I appreciate your time, Walter. We really enjoy your program.
Thank you, Bill. We'll see you soon, friend.
Thanks. Bye.
We've got, let's see, Michelle is Oxford, Georgia, out in Covington. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What is the name of the place that I'm trying to remember? It's not Bass, is it? What's the name of the farm supply
Boss
place?
Boss Brothers Feed Store.
Say it again.
Boss Brothers
Boss,
Feed Store.
Not Bass, Boss Brothers. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes.
That's exactly
You're
what
quite
I mean.
Welcome.
Boss Brothers. They would have Crimson Clover Seed, closer to Gwinnett County than Jackson would be. So yes. How can we help? How can we help, Michelle?
Okay, my husband and I bought a peach tree at one of our big discount stores for, like, it was on clearance for, like, $2. And, it looked, you know, in decent shape. And we thought, okay, well, we'll plant it. If it lives, it lives. If it doesn't, then, you know, we're out $2.
So far, so good. Okay.
Well, it has lived for 4 years now. Well, after the first year, it started actually putting out peaches. Well, now that we're into the fourth year, they'll get to where they're almost ripe, and then they'll just all of a sudden, like, turn mushy, and they have, like, a clear glaze on them, and there's bugs getting in them.
Ooh, you have brown rot and curculio. You got the double whammy there, Michelle.
Uh-oh.
Look at the clock right now and seeing how late I am to get into this break, and not having a lot of time anyway to tell you all the things you need to do for the two conditions you do have. I will say, number one, brown rot. Number two, curculio, C-U-R-C-U-L-I-O, which is a weevil. And if you go on my website and just type in those two things, brown rot for peaches, or just plain brown rot, it'll be fine, and curculio, C-U-R-C-U-L-I-O. And I have a page about the fungicides to use for brown rot and the insecticides to use for curculio and how to time them so you don't hurt the pollinators that you need around your peach trees. And so all that, a couple of pages on my website, and that's where I would go, Michelle. But that's what you have, brown rot and curculio. It's 7:19. We will be back after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves, the lawn and garden advice you need.
Dragon Con music right there for those of you who want to come down and watch the parade. It's going to be a heck of a day downtown. We'll keep you updated on traffic later on, but first, a quick update on weather from Ackerman Security. Today, a mix of cloud and sun, high of 89, low of 72. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high of 89, low of 72. Pretty much the same for Monday as well. Your full weekend forecast for the full weekend comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Jack is out in Cartersville and joins us on Lawn and Garden. Hey, Jack, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You were mentioning National Naked Gardening Day, and yes, somebody sent me a picture of an elderly couple, of course, in their birthday suits, and she was chasing him through the garden with a bag of Miracle-Gro.
And since Ashton here is a representative of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Ortho Company, then, of course, Ashton appreciates that.
Well, it's Miracle-Gro's all right. It's natural.
It's sort of
natural.
Well,
would be one of those caption this moments.
I meant to say Milorganite, because that's what he said. Milorganite is sort of natural.
Milorganite is sort of natural, but Miracle-Gro, that's
no,
not
they
natural.
Do. There is some natural Miracle-Gros.
There is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jack. We appreciate the bit of humor right there for National Naked Gardening Day. At 7:28, we'll be back to more Lawn and Garden after news.
It's It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
It's 7:36 on a Saturday morning. This is Lawn and Garden. I'm Walter Reeves, the Georgia Gardener, here to help you be more successful and bring a little bit of happiness into your life. If you're wearing pajamas or not wearing pajamas this morning, as we were discussing in the last half hour, either way, you're welcome on the show. Our phone number, and nobody knows what you're wearing. Nobody knows if you're a dog on the internet. No one knows if you're wearing pajamas or not. Our phone number, 404-872-0750. My guest this morning, Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company, who helps me celebrate World Naked Gardening Day every May and answers lawn questions during the fall. So we got some lawn questions coming up. Ashton, let's get right to it. Sharon is out in Woodstock and joins us. Hey, Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Doing great. Sharon, how can we help?
Well, about a month ago, I decided that I was going to try to fix all of the grass, the centipede in my front yard. So I did everything you told me to do. Mm. And then after that, I put out those little seed packages because it was a fairly small area. And unfortunately, I picked the wrong time to do it because before I had a chance to take seed, we had those torrential rainstorms.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And about 60% of it stayed and the other 30%, you know, washed down into the storm sewer. So now I have these uneven patches of grass in my little bitty yard. And a lot of bare spots. And I'm afraid it's too late to put the seed out. There's too much grass for me to want to sod over it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to overwinter it. I just need a lot of advice. I'm lost.
I'm looking over at Brother Richie thinking, I'm glad Ashton is here this morning because you have more problems than I could handle at one time, Sharon.
Ashton, get us started. Because I knew he was there.
Yeah.
Centipede.
And the thing with centipede is it's going to be slowing down its growth.
Yeah.
And so it's going to probably look a lot like that during the winter. And then next year, I wouldn't feed it now, but certainly next May when it's starting to green up, feed it, and it'll fill in a lot of those areas on its own, as long as they're not too big. I mean, mostly if you've got an area that's like a dessert plate size, mm-hmm. like 6 inches across, the centipede from the side, once it gets a couple of feedings during the year, will definitely fill in those areas.
How much? You said you had a little bitty yard here, and so are we talking 10 by 10 or 100 by 100, or what's your...
Oh, maybe about 750 square feet-ish.
Not huge, then. So is the soil completely bare, or how big are the bare spots that you have?
Well, there's a sidewalk, and so that little foot strip between the sidewalk and the street is pretty bare.
Okay.
The rest of it is mostly grass. There are a few areas, but they're definitely bigger than dinner plates. They're closer to like two or three dinner plates.
Because you definitely could sod still. You could definitely get some sod and break it into small pieces and fill that in at the worst areas.
I've got one of those pluggers. I went and bought a plugger that I can use, and I wasn't sure if that would be worth the time and the effort because it is a lot of effort.
It's late-ish, but the soil is still pretty warm right now. It's just the end of August, first of September. I think you could still get some plugging action going on. If you make sprouts or take runners, I guess I'd say, about 10 inches long, use the plugger to make a hole in the ground a couple of inches deep, stick a sprout in there, and so you have 6 or 8 inches sticking out above the ground, pack a little dirt around the bottom of it, and most of those would root, I think, by the end of September. And then if we don't have a terrible, terrible winter, the centipede should survive pretty well. And as Ashton said, then if you feed it a couple of times next year, spread out from the sprouts and from the existing grass you have now, and by July next year, pretty nice-looking centipede lawn, Sharon.
Okay, so you think plugging then is probably the best way to go?
I think you've got time to do it now. And
if you can leave longer runners, the longer the runners, I think the better.
Just water it. Don't let it dry out. That's the big thing with the runners that have no roots right now, so you got to water them to keep them moist.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the advice. I appreciate it.
You bet, Sharon. Thanks for calling. We've got Gloria is in Marietta and joins us. Hey, Gloria, good morning.
Hi there, good morning.
Hi, how can we help?
Well, I have a large flower bed, maybe 15 by 30 feet, and I want to completely redo it. I want to dig up all the plants, redo the bed, and then put back the ones that I want. My question is, how do I keep those plants alive in the meantime, and when should I do that?
Cardboard box, or just put them over the side in a... You can dig a little trench. Sometimes they call it healing in, where you have a little trench that you stick the roots of your plants into. But a cardboard box, if it's only for a day or so, I wouldn't have any problem with a cardboard box kept in a cool, shady place and just keep the plants in there until it's time to plant them back again.
Okay. And when is a good time to do it?
What kind of plants do you want to transplant, Gloria?
Well, they're like irises, peonies, flax, daisies.
What do you think, Ashton?
Now
would
be good.
For me. Yeah, I think now it's fine, Gloria. They're all slowing down. Ashton alluded to this a minute ago with the centipede lawn, but most plants right now, including lawns, are slowing down. The day length and the temperatures and things make them slow down, and so there's not as much demand for moisture, not as much demand for nutrients to grow or anything because it's slowing down in early September. So all those plants you mentioned, sure, they're slowing down. It's not going to hurt them too much to bring them out of the ground, store them for a day or two, then put them back into a new bed.
But irises and peonies, now's a good time to do that. Just don't put them in too deep. That's the main thing when you're...
Irises and peonies, both shallow-rooted plants. Shallow is how you plant them. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
At least you got a full weekend to do it in, Gloria. Lots of work hours. That's for you. Lots of sunshine for you to do that work in. We've got Mike in McDonough who joins us. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry, I don't have a long question. I have a vegetable garden question. I was going to put my cover crops in this weekend if it wasn't too early. And last year I put clover and annual rye mixture,
and
it worked fantastic.
Good.
But I read on the internet that a lot of people recommend using cereal rye instead, and I wanted to get your opinion of which one was better.
Cereal rye...
It's going to be a much larger seed. It's almost like a wheat seed, and it's going to grow taller. And that is used quite a bit as a cover crop.
Okay.
I think the advantage of the cereal rye is it's not going to be as aggressive when you mow it next spring and then try to till it in. I think if the annual rye, if you start mowing it, it's going to still want to grow. Unless it got real tall, which it probably would. But
and Mike, by the way, I remember the name of the seed place in Jackson, Georgia, is Adams Briscoe. Adams Briscoe seed, and then Boss seed up in Newton County and near Gwinnett County as well. Those are two places you can get cover crop seeds, the cereal rye, the annual rye, the crimson clover, all that kind of stuff.
Do they use buckwheat around here?
Not that I'm aware.
Not for...
Have you ever seen it, Mike? Have you seen buckwheat for sale anywhere around?
I don't know. I get a lot of stuff at Swint's, and I bet you they got it down there as well.
Swint and Jonesboro, certainly.
But I heard people using buckwheat as a summer cover crop more than a winter.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's why I'm getting confused.
You got it. You're right, Mike.
But so, I didn't till it in. Last year it worked great. I just weeded it, and it just made instant mulch over the whole garden. It was fantastic.
Sure. Either way, you can pull it out and use the leaves as mulch, use the stems as mulch. Sure, it works fine. Works fine that way.
All right. Sounds like I'll try the cereal rye this time, see how that goes.
Let us know how it works, Mike. I'd love to hear from you next spring.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. We'll see you. Janet is in Decatur and joins us. Hey, Janet, good morning.
Hi. I've got some areas in my lawn that are like 3 by 3 feet that I needed to reseed, and I wanted some zoysia seed, and I wasn't finding any. Then I finally found some last week.
Okay.
Is it, if I seed now and get it to germinate, if I baby it over the winter, do I have a shot at it working? Is it too late to seed zoysia?
All right, Ashton, it is late in the fall. Well, not late in the fall, late in the summer, and we got zoysia, which is sort of slow to germinate anyway.
I think...
Put your money on the table.
Since it's a small area and you already have the zoysia seed, I think I would try it, but... I wish Tim, our friend Tim from down in Noonan.
He's a zoysia expert.
I know he said that he's tried planting zoysia all year round.
And has success.
And
but he's south of Atlanta, too. And here's Jan Indicator. She's right here in Atlanta.
It gets lots of sun, though.
Go for it, Janet. I go with the ashes. You got the seed.
It's a small area.
Lots of sun.
And I tell you what, the seed, if you try to hold it to next year, it's going to lose some of the viability anyway. So I would go ahead and use it.
Go for it.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
And, of course, in Decatur this weekend, what's in Decatur? The big book festival, Janet. Are you going to attend that? That's going to be big time.
No, actually, I'm going to go to a barbecue and some other things. Although I do like the book festival. I've been there in the past.
Yeah, it's a great event. Big deal in Decatur every year.
Huge.
Yeah, big time. Big time huge in Decatur, Georgia. Got everything, all of the things causing traffic downtown Atlanta. This is a big weekend all over the Atlanta metro area. Huge.
Thanks,
Janet. We'll see you soon. 404-872-0750 is the number on Lawn and Garden. A reminder, tomorrow, guess what tomorrow is? Sunday. And you know what happens on Sunday? The Atlanta Journal-Constitution comes out, and I get it delivered right to my front door, as I do every day of the week. You can either pick it up where you normally buy newspapers, grocery stores, and gas stations and places like that, or you can subscribe like I do. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, are they doing a great job, Ashton, covering the governor's race with Ms. Abrams and Mr. Kemp, giving them heck, and... Mr. Reed, our former mayor of the city of Atlanta, is featured in some of the headlines this past week, which has been really fun to read about that too. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
They really do. That's one of those papers that has this like the old days that you could count on to pull out the old magnifying glass and take a look at stuff that you really want to uncover.
Yeah, every week it seems like there's another uncovering of some expense reports and things that might have happened in the mayor's office and in the state capitol as well.
Peel back the onion.
Peel back the onion. That's what the AJC does. They are credible, complete, and compelling. That's the other word for it. It's 7:47 at News Talk WSB. Back to more Lawn and Garden after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves and the lawn and garden advice you need.
Jason's being clever this morning, Crimson and Clover, because we've been talking about the clover ground covers.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Especially for all of us old geezers.
Because this song was very, very popular because it was a slow dancing song.
Yeah.
Put your arm around that girl.
Were you a slow dancer?
Right on your shoulder. Not so much. But if I had been a slow dancer, this would have been one of those songs.
Were you one of those guys that did the gator in the middle of the floor?
No, Ashton Ritchie. My gosh, no. Heavens, no. I was a nice boy who didn't do gators in the middle of the floor because you needed alcohol to get down the floor. Uh-huh. My family was a teetotaling family. A quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Today, a high of 89 degrees, low of 72. Tomorrow, same thing. Monday, same thing. 89, 72. Maybe a mix of sun and clouds and a 20% chance of rain. And your full weekend forecast comes within 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And Bobby in Lawrenceville comes up right now. Hey, Bobby. Morning.
Hey, Walter. You're a great American, but you're not a very good singer.
Pretty well, didn't it? Come on.
Yeah, that was okay.
Give me credit.
I always enjoy your music. It's really good. But anyway, situation, we had a pine island in our front yard, you know, pine straw.
Yeah.
With a big old oak tree above it. We took the oak tree down because it was getting too close to the house. We had the stump ground out of there. Underneath that pine straw, 10 or 15 years ago, they put that plastic, plastic stuff down.
Sure.
Weeds out. But we want to make that into part of the lawn now. And wondering how long I should wait for that stuff to decompose, or if I even need to.
You mean the chips from grinding up the stump, or what do you mean decompose?
The chips from where we had the stump ground out of there, yes, sir.
How good are you at raking? Do you rake most of the chips out, Bobby, or what's happened to them?
Well, No, I just spread them out because, you know, when the stump man gets there, he just makes a big mess. I just smooth it all out.
If you spread it all out, like you say, and try to put grass seed on top of it, it's going to be a big yellow spot for a year or two even, because all those chips rob nitrogen from the soil, and nitrogen is what makes the grass green. So you could fix that by getting some nice fertilizer. 10-10-10, Asher, you could get 10-10-10 or lawn fertilizer.
Yeah,
just
good,
put more extra fertilizer on that spot.
Especially a lawn fertilizer, because the first number is nitrogen, and that's going to be the biggest number.
Good point.
And so definitely maybe go a little extra with that this year. I mean, not meaning double up at one time when you're putting it down, but maybe put it down on a monthly basis for a while.
Yeah, a little bit more closely
together. We were actually thinking about just leaving it as a pine island for a little while before we try to put the grass in there.
You could do that. It'll take about a year, if you're asking how long to wait, Bobby. It'll take about a year for the chips to decompose. But when you sort of dig into it after 10 months' time, maybe, if you see that the chips are pretty well all decomposed, then it's okay to plant the grass. They're decomposed, no nitrogen robbing going on. But if you want to put a little extra fertilizer in there, even after a year, I think I would do that and give you some more chance of having good fertility in the soil. It's 7:58, News Talk WSB. We'll be back to more Lawn and Garden after news.